This is BSS Carolinas, live from Charlotte, North Carolina. We are proudly sponsored by Attitude Broadcasting with your host, Rocky. It was the next one said J.J. Barea. I was like, what? When J.J. Barea get a player to win? Up to number four, a serviceable player. Fitzpatrick. I'm going to say Summit Foundation. Jason Garrett. Mr. 315.
The Cowboys. Wait a minute. Jason Garrett's the coach for Dallas? I'm going to have a name. Jesus Shuttlesworth. Don't give him a pass on that suit either and that hat. Tom Brady.
Probably the best.
And Big Shot.
And ain't nobody fresher. I'm in Mason, Martin, Margiela.
Tom Brady. Global losers. Dude. Yeah. Gotta show them love while you can. The Doo-Doo Browns get their first win of the season.
Bill Belichick.
He got game.
Be Reggie Langford. Who the hell is this running back?
Cowboys.
They holding up to six, baby. This segment is sponsored by Cody Zeller.
You're listening to BSS Carolinas.
Welcome to BSS Carolinas on Stitcher, Spreaker, iTunes, iHeartRadio. Of course, we are sponsored by Attitude Broadcasting.
Get your attitude back in your broadcasting with
the new ABC. Of course, I am Glorious. I'm going to play the music. It's coming through. You're trying to plug yourself in.
Yeah, I need to get in there.
Of course, I let people say my name. Join me today on the show as every week is B3 Exponent.
Live from the campus of the Connecticut School of Broadcasting.
Where you make your dreams come true.
1-800-TV-RADIO. Go CSB.com. Also, shout out to Wooter Apparel. Wooter Apparel designs and provides fully custom sublimated uniforms and sportswear at unbeatable prices. Shoot them a DM through Twitter. 2 to 3 week turnaround, man. Go holler at them. Wooter. W-O-O-T-E-R Apparel. Woot, woot.
Go woot.com. There you go. Smoochie helping out. And, of course, we got Smoochie in the room as well. What's up, man?
What's going on, man? Free Z campaign is officially
going strong.
It's going on real strong.
We've got 1,800 followers right now.
That's what's up.
To help Free Zeke.
Really?
Yeah.
Free him from what? Idiocy? Like I said last
No, from time? Roger Goodell's capture.
Somebody free him from his own dumbass mistakes that he keeps making, keeps putting himself in the way. Oh,
let's stop talk,
I'm the let's stop change hating. To Elliot to just dumbass. Dumbass 21. Like runs you, on the field.
Like your team hasn't had any dumbass.
Yeah. And then look what team signed him. And that dude almost beat up their prize wide receiver.
Yeah. I was going to say that. I was like, "Oh, great. Yep, that's a Cowboy."
All right. So, and joining us in the room is Chauncey. What's up, man?
What's good, man? Right back like I never left. What's going on, fellas?
What's going on? No game for Tampa this weekend, so you can take.
What are you gonna do your time?
You can just
man.
Root for the Panthers this weekend.
A lot of Madden.
I hope the Panthers lose every game they play.
I do too.
Like I hope that they forget how to football. Like I just hope. You know what I'm saying? Like
forget how to football.
Yeah, bro. I just hope that they just wake up and just start calling like Red Bull's Waterboy plays. And just like forget it.
You know what I was hoping? I was hoping that they were gonna move the game, the Tampa Miami game, to here. To Bank of America Stadium and play it here.
Why?
So we can get a free home football
move
game.
It here. I was hoping that they would just move it up like to Thursday or Friday.
Move
or
it up
like
Saturday.
Well, they've been evacuating the city of Miami and the state of Florida since Wednesday.
I'm tight about it, man. We're going to play 16 straight games.
16 straight weeks.
We have.
And Doug Martin gets an extra week of being suspended.
Well, think about the Dolphins. They got 7 straight weeks of road games.
Damn, Dolphins.
Yeah, they don't play at home until October or something like that. Right?
Don't they play in London this year, too?
Yeah.
I think so.
We play at the Giants Sunday, and then that following Thursday play at New England.
Mm. Woo! Yes.
And then the week after was supposed to be our bye.
That's brutal.
That's a brutal schedule.
Brutal.
Hey, look, man. I'm still optimistic for you. I just won't be picking Jameis against New England.
Oh, no. We taking that one. We winning that one.
I hope you do.
I'm declaring that. That's a win.
Now, Jameis' third year under Dirk Cutter, they should have some things going. And I think Jameis, as long as he cuts down on the turnovers, because he's so confident about his arm strength, he feels like he can throw it through anything.
Yeah.
I don't want to get on my Skip Bayless pound the table joint, but we should score every time we touch the ball. I feel like they should score at least three every time they touch the ball.
Especially when Doug Martin gets back, because between Jacquees, Rogers, and Charles Sims, we don't know.
Charles Sims is my guy, man. I don't know what the problem is. He has shifty feet. He's nice.
Well, speaking of shifty, the Boston Red Sox use Apple Watches to steal signs from the Yankees and other teams. Is stealing signs really that serious? And this is the second team from Boston area that's been caught kind of
cheating. It's serious.
But it's not against the rules in baseball.
It's not serious because they've been doing it for over 100 years, stealing signs.
You hear how people used to do it in the early 1900s?
How was that?
Telescope, right?
But electric pulse, too. Like
EMP or Morse code?
Yeah, Morse code. They used to do it that way and then to the manager, and then the manager would send the signals out to the...
How long did that take? It would just be like...
That's perfect timing.
I'm just surprised how, you're sitting there doing it. Now you're doing Apple Watches.
That's crazy.
It's so like everybody has Apple Watches.
But goes on in baseball. That's shady. It's up to the pitcher and the catcher. When you have that guy on second base, then you have to change your sign. So if you want to throw out, maybe you point in or whatever you do.
Right.
You have to be aware of that. But they are going to try to get an advantage. The Apple Watches, though, that's smart. Yo, inside curveball.
They're just going to have to outlaw Apple Watches in the infield.
The other cheaters, they win Super Bowls off of it.
The Red Sox have won 3 World Series. One of their players was taking estrogen for several years. Money.
Do you want to save the Bennett thing for dummies?
You can go ahead and talk about it, man.
All right. Michael Bennett, detained by police in Las Vegas after shooting, was handcuffed, and he says gun was pointed at him. Police also says Bennett fled the club when ordered by cops to stay put, leading to police pursuit.
There are several sides to this story. Michael Bennett himself said he came out. I thought it was after the McGregor Mayweather fight.
It was.
He heard gunshots. And you hear gunshots, you're going to go the other way, right? I'm not going, hey, let's see who's getting shot at. No, you're going to go the other way. And he said police pointed the gun at him and detained him, put him on the ground, put him in cuffs. His interview, he boo-hooed about it, felt violated. I'm not mad about that, but, it's two sides to a story, man.
What he said also, from what I heard, he said he cooperated with the police, didn't want to know what was going on, and then he was okay with what happened. I mean, that's what one thing I heard.
Man.
You have on cowboy socks.
Hell yeah.
Just got it. Cowboyed up.
Who is that?
Is that Zeke Elliott on your socks with your jersey?
Dez, man.
It's Dez.
Single-handedly one of the top 4 wide receivers in this league. And he constantly gets looked over.
Because he's got bricks for hands.
Not anymore.
He is.
He's not.
He is.
He's not.
We'll save that up for a different debate.
Yeah, I'm sorry. I didn't mean to railroad the conversation. That just is.
Don't be hating the socks.
Some weird attire right there.
It's not weird.
But,
y'all see me on Sundays, man. I got this
on.
I'm
afraid to.
I got my champions pack on.
You got a fanny pack?
It's not a fanny pack. It's a champions pack. There's a difference.
Champions pack.
Does it wrap around your waist and have
a zipper on the front?
Yes, it has a zipper on the front.
Click when you put it together?
Yes.
That's a fanny pack.
It's not a fanny pack. It's a champions pack. I'm bringing it back from the 80s.
Champions pack from what year?
WWE. No, from this year. They sent it to me. It's, you unzip it and put stuff in it.
What you put in it?
Like any necessary
What's
stuff
in it right
I need.
Now?
Right now is some toenail clippers, my toes, where I put my socks on.
That's where you keep your flask that you want to try to bring into games and whatever.
I go to the game, I'm going to take it to work.
You got some loaded dice in there, just a bunch of random odds and ends.
Yeah, I don't know why I'm going to need some dice.
Got a couple breath mints.
Some barbecue sauce.
The essentials.
Barbecue sauce.
Packets of salt.
Altoids.
Right. Some ranch.
Always need dice, brother.
Right.
Always.
I might need, when I eat some chicken wings, I got my ranch near me, so I got it.
Toilet. All the joke.
Some lotion. It's all good. Anyway, back to what we were talking about, Michael Bennett. This went south. So he was, anyway, anything else you guys want to talk about on this?
But stay at home, man.
He was in Vegas. This
see,
was in Vegas.
You know what? That's not fair, though. That's not fair. You know what I'm saying? Like, that dude makes earns a decent living. He deserves to go out there and go to the fight. Like, he was at the fight. If I had it like that, I would have been there, too.
That's true.
This is my thing for athletes. You being an athlete, and especially a well-notarized athlete, you cannot put yourself in any jeopardizing or compromising situation where you can lose your contract being at any place at any time.
So you don't want him to go nowhere? He can't go anywhere?
What?
Be on the field. Go to the Pro Bowl. Go win Super Bowls.
This was a once-in-a-lifetime opportunity.
Bro. Why not rent? I've talked about it before, and he's not like other guys like Joe Mixon or Pac-Man Jones. Rent the bar, the part of the club out where it's just you and your boys, you know, hanging out, watching the fight. I get it. And he did – it sounded like he did the right thing where he just – he was, you know, cooperating and everything else. It's a tough situation, man. I mean, because I – the way I look at it is going to be different than the way you guys look at it. It just is. Unfortunately.
The video is posted on the Facebook page, courtesy of TMZ. So if y'all want to check it out, go to Breakdown Sports Show on Facebook. And scroll down and find the video. You can see it yourself.
I'm glad the situation wasn't worse.
Yeah. Right? I mean, that's it would have been terrible if the man would have been shot for trying to go to Vegas. It's like, you can't go to Vegas and go party. Party City, USA. I can't go there and have a good time. I got to stay home. Damn.
You can go there. It's just, I see what Smoochie's saying, and I see what, it's just tough, man.
I mean, the season is about to start. This is the biggest combat sporting event of the generation, right?
Right.
I got tickets. I'm going to Vegas.
Right.
Michael Bennett does a lot for the community and everywhere else in the NFL, so he does a lot of good work. Now, he's come out with a book of 8 ways to annoy white people, but which I'm still trying to understand that one. But I just think
I think the title of that book is one.
Now you kind of see why he needs to stay home.
I mean, it sounds like he's looking for beef. I got the frying pan. You got the beef. We can cook this thing up.
I mean, I of course have not read the book, but that sounds ignorant, which is off top. Like, that's not good look.
You know what he said NFL stands for.
Yeah.
So you kind of see why he needs to be
I don't.
Like, he's a grown man. He makes a lot more money than we all make, and he wants to go to the fight in Vegas.
That situation is deeper than rap. You know, there's so many different layers and things that go into it, and just from the outside looking in, you know, we can't really cast aspersions or get a real concise idea of what happened until the whole story is said. But just on its face, it's just really
– it's just another bad look for the police for me.
It's really coincidental that he's the one standing or kneeling for the anthem, and then also the one that was involved in this skirmish. Like, that's kind of just something to think about.
If you're the police, I couldn't even think what to do if I was a police officer today. I wouldn't.
It's rotten, man.
Because, I mean, I'm not defending them whatsoever. I'm just saying I don't know what I would do. I mean, I don't know what I would do if I was in that situation on the other side. I mean, both, all right? I don't know.
But you're trained for those situations.
And it was a minority cop.
Yeah, it was two Latinos.
So.
You're trained for those situations. You, aren't they taught de-escalation skills and things like that?
Yes. So, hands up. Get on the ground. That's de-escalating.
I don't know, man.
Into the fellow police officers that are watching the show, probably fans of BSS Carolinas, the people that they're arresting and the police, they have one thing in common. That is, they're trying to make it home. At the end of the day, everybody got families, they're trying to make it home. Do I approve of the tactics? that the police officers are resorting to? Hell no, it's an abuse of power. But, you know, for the cops that did this to Michael Bennett, I do appreciate the fact they didn't make it a bigger scene than what it already it was. This is just the media who just happened to catch this situation, and they're putting their scene on it. Any other, if it wasn't a minority cop, let's just say, if this was a white cop, would this have been this type of arrest and an issue? Knowing this is Michael Bennett, do you make him an example? So forth and so forth. It's just so crazy of the dynamic now.
I mean,
you gotta feel like the officer felt like he was in the right. He felt threatened. You see a big 6'7", 325-pound man running away from the scene of a supposed incident. First things first, they said, oh, it was a black guy that set off the incident. Maybe he was thinking, this is the guy. He's running from the scene. Please halt. Freeze. I mean, does it make it right? No. But what else can you do? What else is he supposed to do? It's just a damn shame that it's come to this point where it's like this, man. It's a damn shame.
Yeah, I agree.
I mean, and, you know, I know this has been going on for years. Not just this is a long time. I mean, it's a shame that it was ever to that point. I mean, I have friends that talk about, you know, they're scared to let their kids go drive anywhere with a group of friends because they might get pulled over just because of the color of the skin. That's not fair.
No, absolutely.
It sucks.
But,
man.
Terrifying.
Know, yeah. I mean, I know for me, if I let my son go, you know, or new kid first time driving, I wouldn't worry about it. But I know you guys would worry about it. And, you know.
Like, Dwayne Wade's son is now driving. He got him a Ferrari.
Right.
The time the kid is driving the Ferrari without Dwayne Wade sitting in the passenger seat, is he more than likely going to get pulled? Probably. What is this young kid doing with a $250,000 automobile? You know what I mean? So, it's tough. It's tough, man.
But thankfully, this wasn't worse than it was.
Right, right.
But let's move on unless you guys got anything else to add.
Oh, man.
All right.
Peace, love, happiness.
And football season.
Yeah, let's get back to that, wings. Man.
Drink a crap load of beer this weekend, man.
That's right.
If you can.
All right, let's go into Big Shot's Shoes of the Week. You got any shoes?
I just posted the Under Armour Curry 4, the all-white joints with
no
the curries. SC on the back. We got to show Steph Curry
stop.
Love because
stop.
His teammate keeps trying to diss him in his shoes.
Will you please stop showing shoes because you know what's going to happen? Smoochie's going to say golf shoes again.
Now, Steph does have a golf shoe out with Under Armour. Made me think of Jordan Spieth. So if you want the Steph Curry golf shoes, he has a pair of those too. But these are the SC4s.
Like Huaraches.
I mean, they're trying.
Let me see.
They're trying to do something a little different.
Right? Now that looks like a basketball sneaker.
Now you see how it's fused together, the SC on the bottom. And then you can get it for under $150. You're not paying $200+ like you will for Nikes with the fly knit.
Better than them Curry orthopedic joints.
Right?
See?
Yes.
That those are the first pair of Curries that look like an actual basketball
like you would
shoe.
Want to go pick up. And I think he has an all-black pair. I would go get them all-black ones.
My son got a pair of blue and gold Curries.
We love Steph right. in this area, man. Right. Steph Curry. Keep knocking them down from 40 feet from the rim.
Some of us love you. Kidding me.
The others probably like Matt Stafford.
Kimba Walker. No, just kidding. But yeah, all right, so that's it for your shoe?
Yes, sir.
Smoochie, you got anything? Any man, shouts out?
Man, the Air Max 97s, man. They're doing on the classic New York Knicks colors. where the Air Max originally came from. So shout out to Air Max, the 97s, 20-year anniversary. Go out there and cop you a pair.
Go get them. Go get them.
There you go. Any shoes you want to share?
There's a pair of foams that come out tomorrow or Saturday. The South Beach joints with the Foamposite Pros. Oh. With the, yeah, might slide in there and make those happen. I don't know.
See, we're Nike got the game locked down, man. It's easy to throw some Nikes up there. We're trying to help out the other shoe companies, too.
Yeah. Trying to.
Trying to.
Killing it.
It's hard, though, man. Nike has all the great stuff.
Killing it. Shoot, I think and Kevin Durant, the cupcakes are.
They are flying off the shelf, man.
Yeah.
I think they're already probably on back order.
Yeah, man.
Don't you want those red velvet cupcakes? I can't wait to see what the KD10s look like. His 10th year, his 10th signature shoe.
That is
It's got to be something special.
Did you see they start retroing LeBrons now?
Yeah.
I can't believe it.
What, they retroing LeBrons?
Yeah.
Like last year, they reintroduced the LeBron 1. I still got the ones from 2003. And now they legitimate because if you go looking on the tongue and see the print date, it says October 2003. They beat the hell. Yeah.
But so those are the South Beach.
Woo! Those phone posits are sick. What are they going for? 250? Probably 275?
225 out the rip. Pros are a little higher. I got to come and get with y'all when y'all do y'all shit joint, man. I have, like, I'll be at the crib, man, salty. I just be like, I got to get up there.
Herbs, you got to come over here and do it.
Olympic foams, my eggplant foams. I got, like, some hair sevens, and I just be like, I got
to
get
Look, man, it's the culture, man. We trying to do it all, man. Shout out to Saucony's, man.
Them Sauconies.
The Sauconies.
Them Sauconies.
The Jabronis.
Yeah, I was telling them. So I was telling you know, my people at Ties and the Curl, check out that tiesandthecurl.com, about like that first day of school fit. You know, like how you lay it out.
Oh yeah.
You go and match your polo and your crisp Jordan ass jeans and you got brand new pair of socks.
The freshest day you gonna have at school.
I think it's like my 8th grade year. Cut grass, saved me some money. Went out and bought me 2 brand new pure white pairs of K-Swiss. Couldn't tell me nothing, man. I was on. And then, like, some Timberland field boots. That was it. That was all I needed. Man. Fresh.
Felt like Busta Rhymes when I step up in the place. You know what's the
I was in there. Couldn't tell me nothing.
It's dope, man. That is awesome. The sneaker culture, man, is glad that, you know, we do something that everybody can relate to, man. Rock got on there. He's talking about shoes and kicks.
He got those fresh, like, Phoenix Sun color.
I know. I got to bring them in.
You seen those?
Yeah, I got to bring them in next time.
See?
I wasn't wearing them today, but I wore my little Under Armour stuff today.
With them socks.
Come on, dude. Hey, why wear I wear it all.
Can I ask you a question? Those Under Armours, do they feel like golf shoes to you?
No.
Are they really golf shoes?
These aren't. No, these are my workout shoes. These are comfortable. Most Under Armours, these are comfortable. I'm trying to get the Rock shoes.
Those don't look too bad.
No, they're not
bad. No, I like the Rock shoes. It's just something about Steph Curry. Like, all his shoes look like.
Steph Curry's is horrible.
His shoes, they look.
PGA-ish.
It looked bad. Like you don't want
18 hole-ish.
Yeah, MIB-ish, the cockroach color.
Like they look like a mix. Them. They look like a mix between like nurse's shoes and like a cafeteria lady shoe.
Yeah,
that's, like, that's, you know what I'm saying? Like that's.
Yeah, the SC4s look like they're going to be off the chain, man.
That's
look,
the ones I want to get.
Yeah.
See, those are sick.
Have you seen Kevin Hart shoes?
The Hustle Hearts from Nike.
They kind of dope.
Yeah.
And then they had, like, you know, inspirational quotes and stuff on them like that.
And they go for about $30.
Are they that much?
Yeah.
Yeah. I mean, it is Kevin Hart. He's still paying.
Percentage of it goes to.
You go to Reebok, get those S. Cottas, you can go get those again.
Go get the bird, man.
You can get half price.
Yeah, man.
Go get them G units.
Man, stop it.
Oh, Lord. All right, going to some other – man, it's a house full of Tampa Bay Bucks fans today.
Oh, is he?
Yeah, Steven's one, too.
I'm glad somebody else got good sense.
Yeah. Let's go into fantasy players to watch this week.
Wait, I'm sorry.
Go ahead.
I'm sorry.
What's up?
Looking at this computer over here, and the third topic is just completely ludicrous. I just want to say that. The third, start him or send him.
Yeah. Oh, the third person?
Yeah.
What? Dude, I got to ask. All right. Alex, you might not have it on your list.
It doesn't matter. I'm sorry. I just, you upsetting me, Rock. Man, what's going on, man?
What did I say you? I had to pick two wide receivers, man.
I'm talking about the second one, excuse me, the second one.
Oh, yeah. I had to.
Is that a question? Like, yes. Legitimately?
Yes.
All right, well, do your thing. Do your thing.
Well, you know, I mean, hold on. They're playing two tough defenses. It doesn't.
Go ahead.
What? We're playing two.
One of them doesn't even start.
Yes, he does.
Since when?
I'll tell you in a second. So, starting or sit him, since we had this interrupted already.
He angers
me. Neuter arm or Jared Goff. Do you start? What? No, this is not that. It's actually a harder question you think.
Push.
Because Goff is playing the Colts defense.
I'm starting Goff.
And Neuterarm is playing the Patriots.
I'm starting Goff. Goff's at home. They're playing the Colts, who have one of the worst defenses in the past 6-7 years without Andrew Luck. So that means Jared Goff is going to have many opportunities on the field to do something. Sammy Watkins is out there, right? Ty Gurley's out there. He could throw the check down to Ty Gurley. Jared Goff by far will have more fantasy points than Alex Smith. That's not even a question.
All y'all in that fantasy league?
Yes. We're all together.
You like my team name, though. I know you like that. That team name, right?
Yes. Yes.
It's Romophobic.
Yeah.
No, I saw that.
That was funny.
Enjoying steaks with Mr. Jones last night, if you didn't see that.
Yeah. I mean, you got to go Alex Smith, man. You got to go Alex Smith. Right?
Against New England?
But, I mean, he has weapons.
It's Alex Smith.
You don't have to throw it far.
It's Alex Smith.
You don't have to throw it far.
He will get at least 200 yards.
No, he won't. I bet you he throws for 182 and two INTs tonight.
What you want to put on it?
$5.
So y'all, both of y'all say
Chick-fil-A.
If it was up to me, I wouldn't pick neither. I'm going with the kicker to throw the ball.
You go punt for first down?
Jimmy G. So, all right. So you guys say... you say Neuter arm.
I say Jared Goff.
Jared Goff. I say Jared Goff. I think Jared Goff is going to be the most improved player this year.
I doubt that.
I'm telling you. What?
Somebody write that down.
No, I'm being serious. I'm telling you, with the new quarterback, the head coach they have is going to help him have a good season.
The guy
that's a lot in the new system, though.
He doesn't have to do great. He's just got to be improved over last year. It ain't that hard to be better than last year.
He just got to be better than Alex Smith in week one.
I mean, last year was bad, all right? If you throw 10 touchdowns and 3 picks, you improved. I'm just saying. And they got Sammy Watkins. I'm just watching him a little bit.
Is that good, though?
He is good. Sammy Watkins is a good receiver, man. He just got to stay healthy. Probably. You don't think he's
Going,
had good seasons.
I'm going Alex Smith, man. Right. I hate Alex Smith, but.
Yeah, I'm not an Alex.
I hate Neuter arm.
185 just and 2 INTs.
Just call him Neuter arm, right?
So over 200 yards?
Under 200. Under 200.
He'll have under 200.
I'll take the over.
Okay. I don't think he won't have that defense will be tight for.
That's what he normally throws. Like 200 to 225, one TD.
And runs for one.
And that's it.
The one thing Neuter arm have going for tonight, Kansas City's defense always plays New England tough.
It's going to be tough without Tom Mahali, though.
Yeah.
Yeah, that's true.
And Poe's not there anymore. I think it's gonna hurt
Kansas City offense, man. Like they got some weapons. Don't sleep.
This is New England, man.
Well, moving on. I'm just talking about the next one's running back, Kareem Hunt or Leonard Fournette.
Taking my headphones.
Why are you taking off for this?
Because this is ludicrous. This
both
is
of them start.
Question.
Both of them start.
Leonard Fournette is going to be offensive rookie of the year. He's going to rush for 1,400 yards, 15 touchdowns.
But Hunt is starting.
With what quarterback?
That's why he's going to rush for 1,400 yards and 15 touchdowns.
Is he going to make it look easy?
Who did the Jags play this weekend?
Yeah, I don't.
Who did the Jags play? Baltimore?
I just had it pulled up.
It's not anybody.
Baltimore plays Cincinnati.
It's not anybody.
At Houston.
Oh.
They both play tough defenses. That's the reason I was doing it.
Yeah.
Hunt's got New England on the road.
Fournette's going to be hurt after his second carry.
Where does that myth come from that he's injury prone? Where does that come
the
from?
The past 2 years when he's not playing games because he's been hurt.
First of all, past 2 years, that's erroneous. It was 1 year. He had a bum ankle in week 4, and then he sat out the rest of the season.
And then he got hurt early in preseason and didn't do nothing then?
It wasn't really hurt. It was more like a ding. Miles Garrett is hurt.
And when he was so-called healthy against Alabama, he had 40 carries for 60 yards in two games against them.
Because we ain't got no quarterback, man. We ain't got to bring up old stuff.
I mean, I'm just stating facts. Man, this must have been the Heisman front runner. Then he ran into Alabama and
got ran off to a lot of people, except
Deshaun Watson.
Let me ask this question for Fournette. Who are the wide receivers?
For who?
For the Jacksonville.
They're nice. Allen Robinson and Hearns.
Who is throwing them the ball?
Now, see, that's the question.
Chad Henne.
Nah, Bortles is a starter, I thought, right?
Yeah,
Bortles is a starter.
If Bortles is starting, I'm going Kareem Hunt.
I think Kareem Hunt just by – because Andy Reid knows how to use running backs.
I used to be a big Bortles fan, man.
Why?
What was wrong? Not last year, year before last.
Why were you ever a fan?
He was nice, man.
He had a good season.
Yeah, like he – not last year. Last year was trash.
Yep.
But the year before that, like he was just – he looked like Derek Carr.
A guy that's been – throwing picks ever since he got drafted. Pick.
Yeah, it's bad.
Going with this one, I got to go Hunt, man, just because I think Houston's going to play tough, man. And it's the first home game since Harvey is in Houston.
Yeah.
And I don't think Fournette, they don't stop the run.
And the return of J.J. Watt, too.
Yeah. They're going to be fired up.
They're going to be hyped.
Wide receiver, Michael Thomas or Keenan Allen? Thomas and the Saints are on the road.
It's a lot of people loving Michael Thomas.
I know, man. He's getting high in fantasy drafts.
They're
man.
In Minnesota. And that's a tough San
and
Diego,
it's Monday night, too.
San Diego's in Denver.
That means he's
going
to
be. Or LA's in Denver.
He's going to be up against Xavier.
You know what? I'm going to go Keenan. Keenan Allen, when he is in the game, he normally goes off. He normally does good against Denver.
I'm going to go Keenan Allen.
I think I'm going to go
Keenan
Allen.
So why is Michael Thomas the stud this year, supposedly?
Because he's 6'6". He runs. He can go get the ball. And Drew Brees is going to throw him the football.
Was he that great last year?
He had a good season.
Really good season.
But Cooks is gone now. That's the reason.
Willie Snead is suspended the first three games.
Willie Snead.
He's like the new and improved Marcus Colston.
With more speed and more athleticism.
And he liked Marcus Colson.
But he's going to be up against Xavier Rhodes.
Minnesota's tough at home.
That pass rushing.
He's going to be blank.
Now, do we expect him to hit Drew Brees? Probably not, because Drew Brees doesn't take many sacks. He gets the ball out of his hands.
They're going to do a lot of running.
I see the Saints trying to run the ball, too. Ingram especially and Adrian Peterson AP. Returning to Minnesota. Yeah. They're going to try to get him the football, too.
Right.
Yeah. Jimmy Graham. Or Kyle Rudolph. The Seahawks are on the road in Green Bay.
Right.
And Kyle Rudolph, of course, is playing home to New Orleans.
I don't like
the offensive
fit Jimmy Graham in Seattle. It never has really worked for me. So I'm going to go Kyle Rudolph.
And Russell Wilson does not throw him the ball inside the red zone.
He doesn't.
The biggest target on the field, and you're looking for 5'9", Doug Baldwin. Bro. Yeah, Kyle Rudolph plays a soft defense.
Why doesn't he give him the ball?
I don't know, man. Drew Brees would have thrown it up to him every time.
Even when he does throw it to the tight end, it's to Luke Wilson. Why don't he throw?
Throw it to Jimmy Graham sometimes.
He uses him at decoy more.
Yeah.
I'm going to go with Rudolph because they're playing at home. They're playing the Saints D. And Bradford can't throw it to nobody else. Carolina, yeah, that's true. Panthers D or the Rams D? The Rams has the Colts, and the Panthers got the 49ers on the road.
I'm going to take the Rams.
You know what? I'm going to go to hometown favorite. I'm going to go Carolina, man.
I think Brian Hoyer has a solid game against the Panthers defense.
You got to remember, Colts have Scott Tolzien.
Scott Tolzien is terrible. Terrible.
Yeah,
he is El terrible.
They have no running game. You just spend it on Frank Gore to have 150 yards and 3 TDs.
No. All right. Definitely Carolina, man. I mean, they're not Carolina, the Rams D. They're playing Tozy. I don't trust him at all.
Now, I expect the Panthers to play well. It's just the 49ers. They don't have much either. But
I did draft the Rams D, too.
I've gotten him one of mine.
Hopefully, Aaron Donald comes back.
He ain't coming back to week 10.
Not tomorrow, not Sunday.
Coming back to week 10 until when he has to come back and get
week
that paycheck.
Yeah. Yeah. You might want to let him go. All right. Carolina Panthers, they cut the roster down to 53. They cut Joe Webb, who signs with the Bills. Garrett Gilbert, who is later signed to the practice squad, and they released linebacker Ben Bowyer, but they did claim former Hurricane quarterback Brad Kaye off waivers.
Why?
I don't know.
Marty Herney loves Brad Kaye. He was talking about him 2 years ago. And, oh, the smooth release. He's clean in the pocket. And I guess they feel like they need a third quarterback.
Well, looking at the game, and he is the third. I guess he'll be the third string. And they got two kickers on the roster still. So,
which makes no sense. Let's go. Let's figure out who's going to kick and get rid of the
whoever the other kid's name is.
The kid from Georgia Tech.
I would think Gano has garnered enough respect to have that job by now.
No. He was horrible last year. So the Panthers open up at San Francisco. Who's the X factor and who wins the game?
It's obvious who's the X factor. It's number one returner from this shoulder surgery. It's got to be.
Yeah.
It's got to be. We got
to be the rook.
I mean, we know McCaffrey's going to get involved, but
back at home in his home state out there,
the Panthers win and lose on depending on what number one does.
I'm looking forward to see Kelvin Benjamin. Can Kelvin Benjamin get that check?
Absolutely. 6 months after having a baby, and now he's back. He can be the wide receiver again.
Yeah.
You know, he's got to feed the newborn at home.
He's got that new motherly glow about him.
Hey, and all kidding, all seriousness, you know, RMP to his mother who passed away. No joking aside to that.
When did that happen?
I think a couple weeks ago.
Yeah.
His mother passed away.
I'm looking forward to seeing him have a bounce back year because he's looking to get that check, man.
Yeah. And he's playing the 49ers. I think he's the key for the game.
I think so, honestly.
He's the X factor against the Niners.
Somebody told me Devin Funches.
Funches played well recently, man.
He needs to.
As a solid number two?
I think the number two wide receiver for the Panthers is Greg Olsen. I
mean, he's the number one, right?
He's number one.
Right.
Yeah, sure.
The Panthers are 5.5-point favorite. Panthers win 28-14.
However, I will say that San Francisco has a habit of playing well early.
Like right.
That first game,
they seem to show up. They played them a couple years ago, and it was a close game in San Francisco. This is going to be a close game, I think.
Oddly enough, they do play well early in the season.
I think it's going to be like 19-14. It'll be ugly, but they'll score.
I'm going to say the breakout, or what is it? The key.
The X factor.
X factor is going to be Luke Kuechly. It's the first time he's played in 6 weeks or something like that.
That's true.
He's tackling fuel.
He's
everywhere.
He's played the preseason, right?
Yeah, sparingly. He's played sparingly. And he's made some tackles, and he's got up tackling fuel.
Luke Kuechly, man. Right. That dude is
everything.
Right. Can you do this for me every week?
So we all got the Panthers. Did you get anything for NASCAR this week?
Final week of the regular season. They are in Richmond. Great weekend at Darlington. Unfortunately for Denny Hamlin, both his wins from the Xfinity and the Cup Series were encumbered because he was cheating. Car went to RDR and failed. Damn, Joe Gibbs Racing. But it's all good. There's still some drivers that need to win. Joey Logano, Clint Bowyer, Eric Jones. Those are the three guys to watch. I think those three drivers legitimately have a chance to win the race and maybe get in the playoffs. If not, the playoffs are set. And then we go to Chicago, and it's going to be a good time. Short track this weekend, so check it out. It's going to be fun. Saturday night. So you don't miss any NFL on Sunday.
You talk about the game Saturday? Oh, my gosh. There's so many good games Saturday.
What game?
All the games Saturday.
Oh, for college?
Yeah.
We're going to talk about that in a minute. Let's go into who's there? It's the Joseph Randall BSS Carolinas Dummy of the Week. All right, who wants to start?
Me.
All right, go ahead.
Sumlin.
Kevin Sumlin.
34-point lead.
Sumlin. I really hope I didn't steal anybody's thunder.
You're good.
That dude there, man. I being an SEC guy, I was like, let me turn on this TV and see what A&M is going to do. Because, you know, they have a couple high-priced recruits every year that go in and are supposedly going to show out. And then I was intrigued because I wanted to see Rosen. Because everybody loves Rosen.
Oh, yeah.
And I was just like, let me see what's going on. and he really didn't impress me much at all. Even the touchdowns that he threw were like throw-em-ups and chunks. One of them went through the DB's hands. But Sumlin.
Bro.
Dude. Kevin Sumlin. I need you to run the ball, man.
Dude, Sumlin. 34
like
points.
There's no reason for you. Did they score again in the second half? Did they
no,
score?
They
gave up 35 straight points.
Kevin Sumlin, you are my idiot of the week.
I don't understand.
I don't know what happened. They started 5-0 that year after Manziel left, and they had Kenny the Thrill Hill taking snaps, and it looked like
Kenny Trill.
Kenny Trill. They looked like they were going to the national championship game, and then it just been downhill ever since then. I don't know what happened.
No offense, man.
No quarterbacks want to stay there. They can't get transferred.
Johnny
out.
Football.
That kid.
They had another number one recruit. Yep. He went to like TCU.
Oklahoma or something. TCU. Yeah, that guy. Have you that dude? Darius supposed to be nice.
Yep.
Man, I don't get it, man. I don't get it.
They have. I mean, since Johnny Football, he's done nothing.
No,
that university.
And we know why Johnny Football was good, because he had Mike Evans just go grab everything, didn't he?
And Miles Garrett.
Mm-hmm. Oh, yeah. Do you have any?
Jason Whitlock and Christopher Kidd from Kidd and Play with the Colin Kaepernick spoof yesterday. That was so tasteless, man. What the hell are you doing, man? We understand that you don't like being black, Jason Whitlock. And I guess that's your own personal prerogative, but keep that crap off TV, man. What the hell is wrong with you, man? Damn, it wasn't funny. Mm-mm. Somebody need to go whoop his fat ass, man. Just
I posted it like 2 weeks ago on my Facebook. It was Jason Whitlock is an idiot wrapped in a moron. Like that dude there.
I don't pay attention to anything that guy says. That guy. If he's on TV, I turn it off.
You know what? It's not that. It's just certain people you expect, you have a high level of respect for. And we have this platform, this media platform, where we get to express and influence people's minds with opinions of our own. And for Jason Whitlock to take, I don't even want to say stupidity, and I hate to use this word.
He's not stupid. He's very calculated. He knows exactly what he's doing. And he knows exactly what kind of reaction he's going to get, man.
Like this,
and that's what pisses me off most about it.
It's like, this is not even, I think this is for entertainment now.
Yeah.
This is like, okay, if I get up there and act like a certified coon, because this is coonery at his fine. I have not heard him say anything positive about a black athlete ever.
I don't.
And he's been doing sports longer than I've been living. Mm-hmm. And you know, and especially if you're an African American and you're doing sports broadcasting, there are some people that you just look up to in a generational sense. Jason Whitlock has taken buffoonery to a new level, and it's to a point where it is sickening. Like, why is this dude still on TV, man?
Yeah, it's disheartening. I mean, when you see somebody on TV who looks like you,
claims he's from the same kind of background you grew up in,
right?
Tough times, tough childhood, and then you made it,
right,
bro? You getting good checks now,
right?
You're on TV.
When you see somebody that looks like you who says those type of things and makes fun of that particular situation, is very disheartening. And I mean, I'm not gonna hold my tongue. I didn't have much respect for him to start with because of some of the other things that he said, but just completely lost all respect for him after that one. Like, that was just over the line, man.
It's ridiculous.
The thing I don't understand is someone told me a while ago that you're behind a microphone for a reason, to touch somebody or help somebody, to hopefully help them learn from you. Dude, you're on TV. Stop bashing people. Either help people or shut the hell up. I mean, I don't.
Yeah.
You know, we joke about Noodle Arm and everybody else, Ice Melt, but you know, hopefully somebody's listening to our show and we help somebody that's having a bad day or whatever, you know. That's the reason we listen to the show. Don't do stupid stuff like you do.
And this is the reason why we do this, because we're passionate about what we do, the world of sports. And we all have disagreements about certain players, certain athletes, teams, however, whatever. But to go out of our way, especially with the whole Colin Kaepernick situation, if you don't care for Kaepernick, that's all right, well and Danny. But to go on a full-blown skit to discredit everything that this man has done, now I'm trying to – what is your angle? What is your motive, man? It's to a point where Colin Hurd is, shaking his head, man, dude, this is too much.
Bro, I can't have you on my show. And then on a little on the lighter side, the New York Post posted a story by Fox News August 31st. A North Carolina man named Zachary Kingsbury, 20-year-old kid, he was in Surf City. He got pulled over by the police. The police spotted contraband and stuff inside his car. So to get away from the police, he jumps into the ocean. So he swims out about 4,000 feet, right? Surf City police send a drone out to follow him. And next you know, he's out in the ocean, and a shark starts rolling up near him. So instead of him trying to get away from the police, it ended up turning into a rescue mission. So the shark wouldn't eat his ass. Jaws was on you. You got the roll, boy. Eventually, he got caught, man. He got charged with possession of paraphernalia, methamphetamines, and possession of marijuana up to a half ounce. But this dude did not want to get caught. He swam 4,000 feet out in the ocean. Bro, what do you think is out there? Jaws is like, hell yes. Lunch, let's go.
That's crazy.
That is crazy.
Yeah, that wasn't his best moment. That was not his best moment.
Sorry, Zachary. You know we had to put you on the dummy of the week.
No, he should be up there. Oh, man. Did you have one, Swoops?
No, man. Jason Whitlock was my dummy of the week. All right.
I've got a couple. First and foremost, Dave Doormat Doran. Doormat Doran is your name, because we will finish last every single year in ACC until you get fired. This guy's a joke. This isn't Rich Rod's system. Why are you running Rich Rodriguez's system here at NC State? I hated that system when it was at West Virginia and everywhere else. And now we're running it. Ryan Finley passes 416 yards and doesn't throw it more. Neuter arm throws longer passes than this guy.
Could be worse. It could be UNLV.
I would rather be UNLV. I mean, dude.
Losing to Howard. It could be worse.
Lost to the Bison.
And biggest upset ever. Cam Newton was his brother.
He was on SportsCenter last night.
Yeah, that's the hero.
Now they're known for more than just their homecomings, huh?
Yeah.
May see me in D.C. at Howard homecoming.
That's still a homecoming. He's just next to Kirk Cousins. He's the next best quarterback in the D.C. area.
But Dave Doran, you're an idiot. Watching that offense on Saturday.
I was trying to figure out who said that NC State was going to win the ACC. You said that ridiculousness.
I did. Hey, I had hope. That's usually what happens at the beginning of the year. We have hope.
For what?
Listen, we were picked to be the sleeper team. We're going to be sleeping, all right?
There's always definitely sleeping after that game.
Yeah. It was horrible.
A lot of bad turnovers, too.
Samuels played big. The coaching is horrible on the team. Good defensive player, Bradley Chubb, is. Yeah. Bradley Chubb should be number one draft pick. I'm just saying.
Come on,
this kid's
man.
Huge.
Give you an inch, and there you go.
No, I'm just
being
saying.
Being hyperbolic.
What? Hey, we've already had two number one picks on defense. Mario Williams was number one pick.
Who was the other one?
From NC State.
Who was the other one?
T.A. No, not T.A.
You said there was two.
There was another one. I'm trying to remember the other one now. But, yeah, we had another one.
Let me know when you Google
it. Torrey Holt was number eight. Hey, you know who was the All-Pro at Dallas Cowboys?
Are we naming All-Pros
Quincy
now?
Carter. Quincy Carter.
He wasn't a Pro Bowler, though. That's for damn sure.
Find that, man.
All right. Also, I got to say, Broncos for signing Brock Osweiler. Come back home.
Cut the check.
I'm going to say as a dummy. I don't care.
Cut the check.
They got him cheap. Brock Osweiler, he'll get $16 million from the Browns. Brock Osweiler is a hustler.
Yeah.
I'm a hustler, baby.
Shoot, John Elway is a hustler. He pretty much got him for free.
Elway was trying to give him some money.
And we need, we need to start saying John Elway has not done a good job of with this organization. All right. Besides the free agents he signed, he's not doing very well.
He got them the two Super Bowls.
No,
when
he has.
When he went and got Peyton Manning, they did the thing.
No, they did. I'm just saying, besides the Peyton Manning thing, it's been pretty bad.
He drafts well, though.
He does draft well.
Where?
Demaryius Thomas was a good draft.
Von Miller?
Did he draft Demaryius Thomas?
Yeah.
Or I thought it was before him.
No, he drafted him.
Von Miller was him.
Von Miller was him.
But I thought the only one
getting was the Tlaib, that was a good move. Tlaib, yeah.
No, he's had free agents. It's drafting.
Hopefully him cutting T.J. Ward would be good for me, too.
Yeah. the last one I got real fast, WFAN fan Craig Carton arrested in concert ticket Ponzi scheme. It's the Boomer and Carton show, the co-host. He was arrested by the feds Wednesday morning.
Oh, wow.
Accused of running a Ponzi scheme in which they used funds from new investors to repay earlier investors and other debts. They ripped off at least $3.6 million from two investors. Carton misappropriated another $2 million from one of the same two investors.
That was the guy in the commercial they did where they were act like they were Rocky and Apollo running on the beach and racing each other, and then they were talking to each other.
What radio station is this?
WFAN with Boomer Esiason.
Yeah, Boomer Esiason and him.
You talking about running off on the plug?
Yeah.
Damn, homie.
Twice.
But come on, dude.
Jeez. 3.6 mil?
Yep.
You just don't call it quits?
Greedy, bro.
Greedy. Who was other guy? Bernie Madoff?
Yeah.
Are you trying to be like Bernie?
No, he's trying to be like that guy, the Miami booster.
Oh, yes.
That dude.
Mm-hmm.
That dude's something else. Yeah.
Man, 3.6 mil? You don't say? 3.6. Like, look, man, I got an island calling my name.
Shoot, man. It must be nice to be able to go and smile in somebody's face and just rob them for millions of dollars. And they just, I trust you. ain't nobody going to give me $1 million. They don't. I'm like, nah, bro, we good.
All right, we're going to end the segment, come back, go into our NFL preview, finally, week one of the NFL season. You're listening to BSS Carolinas.
Side piece.